follow this order. Rob Shadow, Representative, you're next, sir.
All right.
You're up.
Very good. Thank you, Ron. This is fun. I have the honor and pleasure of introducing to you a special guest, and there are many here. When I first met him, we were serving in the House of Representatives together. Little did I know that he would be the governor of the great state of Louisiana. And so it is an honor to do anything that benefits higher education. Louisiana Tech is one of my alma maters. I did get in before they went to selective admissions, which I am extremely grateful. Otherwise, I'd be going, "You want fries with that?" It is an honor to have Governor Edwards here today. I learned yesterday that I would introduce our governor, and so I said, "Okay, anything you want me to say, request line is open." He said, "Make it nice and short." And so, keeping that admonition, I have now introduced the governor of the great state of Louisiana. I have now so done, and he will now so do. Governor Edwards, thank you.
You know, I was sitting there just a moment ago, and I realized for the first time today that I wore Louisiana Tech colors.
Be careful, there's other people.
Well, I know. I've got the University of Louisiana Monroe. I've got Grambling State University in the room.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. I pull for all of them. I want to thank all of you for being here today. You know, it is great to get out and actually celebrate accomplishments and things that we're doing to move the state forward, move this region forward, and today is one of those days. This is one of those events. So a while ago, I heard Miss Judy Darby say, "What?" Well, what is, we are celebrating, and your generosity has an awful lot to do with that. So that's why we're here, Miss Judy. We appreciate you and your continued commitment to the Ruston area and to higher education. I want to thank everybody for coming out today, because without your presence, this really wouldn't be the event that it ought to be, and that it is. So thank you for being here, for your contributions. We're celebrating today something that is exactly what the state of Louisiana ought to be doing, and we ought to be doing more of it. And that is making smart investments that create opportunity here in Louisiana for our people. And the smart investment is making sure that all of our higher education systems and institutions are participating, because we want things to be cost effective. That's what we're doing today, but we also want it to be effective. And that's what this is about. And I will tell you, you have a wonderful mayor in Mayor Walker, and we are here today in large part because this was his vision. This is what he wanted in Ruston and for this entire region, and he found a way to approach the community technical college system and the leadership of Monty Sullivan, and then he reached out and talked to all the universities up here, Grambling and Tech and ULM, and here we are. So I'm just excited about it. And I want to thank all of the folks who are leading those institutions. And of course, we have Chancellor Epps from Delta. We got President Geis today from Tech, and my good friend Rick Gallo at Grambling is here with us. And we have President Bruno, who hails from Sweetwater, Louisiana, in case y'all didn't know that. Which is where my mama lives. I've known Nick Bruno for a long time. This is about supporting the development of the advanced technology workforce for manufacturing. And it's going to allow Northeast Louisiana and really the entire state to leverage capital investments in manufacturing while also supporting existing industries. This collaboration responds to the call by more and more American manufacturers who are looking for employees with high-level technology skills to help produce the goods for the United States, really, but for the global markets as well. And I'm proud to say that Louisiana is answering that call. And we have a system president here with us today, and that's Monty Sullivan. So I want to thank Monty for his leadership. We also have the commissioner of higher education with us today, and she's a Louisiana native who returned to Louisiana recently to take the job. So Commissioner Kim Hunter Reed, thank you so much for being with us today. So what this represents is an $8.1 million investment in the development of Louisiana Delta Community College at Ruston campus. And the bond sale will be completed a little later this year. And I think you're going to see the project start in earnest in the second quarter of 2019. And what this is the next installment of Act 360, which was passed several years ago as a way to invest in our community technical college campuses all across the state of Louisiana to create better facilities, but that would also allow us to make sure that we could meet the demand. Because what I have found as governor, when I meet with CEOs, and I do it all the time, and they're trying to decide whether they're gonna invest their money here or elsewhere, either to expand their business here or to create a new presence in Louisiana. First thing on their mind is they wanna know, will we have the trained, educated, skilled workers so that we can be successful? And if the answer is no, or maybe, or we think so, guess what? They're not coming. They are not coming. And so this is the key. This is the key in 2018 and beyond in making sure we get that investment, that we get these economic development projects to our region, that we create jobs and opportunity and put ourselves on a path to greater prosperity. And that's why it's important that we do this. And it's more important than ever before. And I will tell you, we wouldn't be here but for the fact that we have finally stabilized the state of Louisiana. We have the revenue necessary to ensure that our systems of higher education and our institutions can actually operate. Because one of the things that I told Monty, I said, look, I'm committed to this. We have to move forward, but I can't put more demands on you than you're able to handle with respect to your operational dollars. And so you've seen us, and we were able to get it done in a bipartisan fashion in June, but we now have a stable source of revenue for the state of Louisiana. While we reduced the tax burden, by the way, from last year to this year by more than $550 million, but we are stable, we're able to have a responsible budget, and I'm able to sit down now with Monty and say, yeah, it's time to go forward with the next phase of Act 360, and so that's what we're doing here. And I want to thank Rob Shadlin for the introduction, but also for his work in the legislature. We also have Mike Walsworth here, senator from this area, and Jim Pannon. Jim is here somewhere. Oh, dear, Jim. And I think those are the three legislators. If there's somebody else here, I apologize, I missed you. But thank y'all for your work. I can tell you, Louisiana is on a much better path today than we were previously. The project is going to be anchored by the establishment of a new campus right here for Louisiana Delta Community College, and it's going to provide training services related to advanced manufacturing technologies, and it's going to be co-branded with Louisiana Tech, and also will have a strong presence here from Grambling and from University of Louisiana Monroe. The city of Ruston, under the dynamic and visionary leadership of Mayor Walton, plans to build within the park a center of advanced manufacturing technologies that will entice high-end industrial companies to the region by providing a training center for them to ramp up their initial workforce, which they can then serve to train and advance personnel as new technologies continue to develop and emerge. So these companies will be secure in the knowledge that if they invest here, this is not a one and done. This center is going to be here for them over the long haul to make sure that they remain competitive and successful. And as I mentioned, Tech and Grambling State are going to be able to engage their students in engineering, technology, and similar fields in this effort. And it's envisioned that ULM will be able to engage students in construction management and similar fields many of whom will be preparing for careers that will focus on industrial construction projects of a huge magnitude. The strong and robust alliance of higher education partners, along with the City of Ruston's commitment, is anticipated to result in attracting and retaining, and this is the goal here, a high quality job to the region and to the state. And again, these are partnerships, because what we can no longer do, but because it's ineffective and we can't afford it, we can't have all of our institutions operating in silos where they don't engage with one another, and then they all have to be separately funded. There's no synergistic impact from that. This is what the model looks like going forward, and to be able to come up here to Ruston and celebrate this accomplishment, I think speaks volumes about the leadership here in this area. It's in this room. And also the leadership of these people who are up here with me in front of you this morning. So I'm proud of the progress that we're making when it comes to harnessing the power of higher education and making our state even more attractive to investors and to job creators. And so I want to thank you for the opportunity to be up here with you to celebrate today. I would ask that you continue to join your prayers to mine for our state and for our country. That we will come together and best serve our people. And I want you to be as optimistic as I am about our state. And I know college football starts this weekend. And I want to say again that I'm pulling for everybody. I don't know what to do when they play one another, but I'm pulling for everybody to win. So God bless you, and thank you so much.
Next, Louisiana Board of Regents Chair, Mr. Robert, what do you call him, Bob? Robert Levy, who was DA here for years and years and has been a great public servant, especially when it comes to higher education.
Thank you. Governor, you can pull for everybody. I guess that means there are no losers in the John Bell Edwards world, and that is the optimism he has brought to this state. Well, good morning to you all, and thank you for the invitation to attend this event. I have to acknowledge Governor John Bel Edwards' steadfast support of higher education since the day he was elected. When he ran, he came and talked to him. And he has said what other governors have said in the past, that he supports higher education as a real priority. But I can tell you, this governor has done it. And for 2.5 years, he has kept higher education off of the cliff that we were falling. He stopped the fall. He stabilized our funding. He's fully funded TOPS. We are in a better position than we have been in 9 years. I'd like to also recognize, and will in a moment, the new Commissioner of Higher Education that we had for the Regents just earlier this year, Dr. Kim Hunter-Reed. You will get to know Kim in the weeks and months and years ahead as an outstanding leader. And to all of the leaders here, all of my friends and all of my colleagues, but I want to also acknowledge our students, our faculty, and our staff that are here today. Thank you all for what you do. On behalf of the Board of Regents, I wish to welcome you to Lincoln Parish. I was appointed to the Board of Regents many years ago, 2001 to be exact. That was the same year the Delta Community College got started, had its first class. It was in 2001 they did it in the ULM cafeteria. You know that, Nick? It was on an abandoned cafeteria at that. And we just didn't know what that meant. We are not people that know about community colleges in this part of our state very well, but we had high hopes, and the discussions were great. But to be able to come here today, after all this time, is truly amazing. I've seen higher education in my tenure really be transformed in this state, to where we really didn't have a community and technical college system that we could brag on to today. Growth and expansion over the last 17 years has been something we can all be proud of. I can really remember the early days of the community and technical college system, the starts and fits and the stops and the blocks and the go-arounds and workarounds that had to be done to bring them together to convince our leaders, to convince ourselves that this was a mighty strong path for us to go on. We all know the importance of four-year colleges. Lincoln Parish Lifeblood is Louisiana Tech in Grambling. There's no illusions here about the significance of higher education, but it took us a while in this part of the state to understand the absolute necessity for our community and technical college system. So great pleasure for me to be with you today as we announce a new campus. A personal point of privilege, if I might, this is my home. As mentioned, I served as VA here for 24 years, and I live just a few miles from here. There is a certain amount of personal pride that I feel when I see my community and my parish do so well. And today is an unbelievable opportunity for me to advocate and to take pride in our community. So from a personal standpoint, to see my hometown continue to make the strides forward and to align with the work that I like to do in higher education is an outstanding red letter day for me. So our President Sullivan and Chancellor Epps, this is the beginning, just the very beginning. Continue to train our students, to boost our workforce, and to make the economic development engine of the state stronger and better than ever. The Board of Regents believes in community and technical colleges. We recognize the importance of the work that they do. We honor their commitment to our students. The LCTCS and Delta Community College particularly are critical parts of Louisiana's post-secondary education system. In order to enhance the social and economic environment, we must have a robust post-secondary education, not just 4 years, not just community colleges, but specialty schools as well. That includes all of our community and technical colleges. And to do so with a degree and with a commitment and with the financing that has been brought to us by this governor more than others. We remain focused on the challenges. We are excited about the opportunities, and most especially on today, the opportunity to celebrate this new campus. Thank you and congratulations. It is a great day for Lincoln Parish and for the state of Louisiana. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Welcome to Ruston, Louisiana Commissioner of Education, you, Dr. Kim Hunter Reed. Thank you for being here today.
Good morning. I join you in celebrating, as the governor said, a smart investment, an important investment, an investment in our students. So I am happy to be here today because this new campus at Louisiana Delta Community College represents opportunity for our students, represents opportunity for families to be stronger, for communities to be stronger, for partnerships to exist between our two-year and our four-year institutions. And so I thank you, Governor, for your commitment to this work and to everyone who is here and all of the leadership, because this is what we do each and every day. Louisiana is stronger and better when we develop talent. And we come together today to celebrate a new opportunity to develop talent. This facility will be more than just a great opportunity in terms of the infrastructure. Yes, it will have technology. Yes, it will be a place for students to grow. Yes, it will be an opportunity for businesses to see our best and our brightest. But it represents the opportunity for us to see students reach their unlimited potential. And that is what we believe in here in Louisiana. I thank Dr. Sullivan and Chancellor Epps and the Delta Community College for reminding us in America, in Louisiana, in Ruston, that there is honor in all pathways. Whether a student pursues a certificate, a technical degree, a two-year associate degree, or a four-year degree, we have to recognize that where our students start is not where they will finish, but their aptitude and their interest should drive them forward. And so we have to celebrate honor in all pathways as we do today with this good work. And so we are excited to see what will happen And as the governor says, he's pulling for everyone to win. We know that everyone wins when everyone has access to quality education. Everyone wins when we make sure we are erasing equity gaps and we're ensuring that everyone can reach their full potential. Everyone wins when everyone in this room and everyone in this state stands strong for education, for opportunity, and we lift each other and make sure that we're supporting each other in partnership and collaboration. And so, Governor, I join you in celebrating when everyone wins. And I thank everyone in this room for your commitment and your focus. And congratulations.
Thank you so much. Next, we'll have LCTCS President. I should go through all the words, but I'm sure I'll miss
it. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
No, Governor, I was just thinking, perhaps on September 22nd, as you head to Tiger Stadium, you could dress just like that. Surely somewhere there's a Go Dawgs in there, right? Also, we good? Lifetime membership for the Tech Alumni Association. What a special day. Unbelievable. We've been at this work now for about 3 or 4 years, and thinking about, talking about with all of the members of the community here, how do we build the right educational opportunity right here in Ruston? You know, I think Mr. Levy said it very well a few minutes ago. This is a community that fully understands what a four-year education is about. But Louisiana overall, it's taken some time to really understand what a two-year college education is and what it can be for the people of this great state. It's the relationship between those universities and those two-year colleges that will fundamentally change the future of the people of this community and of this state. It's how we work together. It's how we produce the technicians that support the engineers, that support the people in business, that grow the economy, that make Ruston a stronger place to live, a stronger economy. I want to point out two examples of leadership that I have to tell you I learn from every day. When Ronnie Walker walked in and said, we want to build a campus in Ruston. We want to build something special, but it's not just a building. It's about investing in our people, because what he had seen and what he had heard over and over again from talking to business leaders is it's not about the infrastructure of the roads. That's important. It's not about all of the other things that we think maybe businesses are looking at. They're looking at one factor. What investments are we making in people? What investments are we making in the people of this community that is going to make it a stronger place for people to work and do business? Second example, when Governor Edwards walked into office, we were in the midst of four projects under Act 360. We stopped those four projects. That was a tough day, I can tell you. You remember that day? It was not an easy time. I had the opportunity to go sit in the governor's mansion and to hear the governor explain we have to pause because we have to make sure we have the resources to make these projects work for Louisiana. And ultimately, when we were able to reach that point, he gave us the green light. And on the day after the close of this past special session where we stabilized the state's budget, the very first day, this governor picks up the phone and calls, says, actually, it was a text, and says, let's get together. We need to talk about moving forward with those Act 360 projects. This is leadership from a guy who understands investing in people. Because the way we solve Louisiana's challenges, is by educating and skilling our people, just like we do right here at Louisiana Delta, right here at Grambling State University. By the way, my first job in higher education, thank you, President Gallo, Louisiana Tech, and UL Monroe. Great institutions all working together. What a great time to be here in Ruston to see this campus come to reality. And I'll share one final point with you. Today's a bit special for me too, Mr. Levy. I will tell a quick story. I was a student at Louisiana Tech when I had the opportunity to learn business law from Mr. Levy and Representative Shadow. Both.
I was better, wasn't I?
I didn't do social promotion like that. I'm in the middle here. I think I started something.
challenge is I went on to law school at LSU for 2 weeks. I should have learned from these two guys, not business law, but that I did not want to be in the profession. Thank you for a great education that both of you guys provided. And thank you for the opportunity to be here with you today. I do want to say two very special thank yous as well. In the back of the room, Paul Price, who serves as a member of our Board of Supervisors. Paul, thank you for being with us today. And the support that that organization and that board has shown for this system has been tremendous. And the second group, I cannot leave the podium without saying thank you to our legislative stakeholders. For the folks who approved Act 360, including then State Representative John Bell Edwards. Mr. Fannin, thank you for all the support you've shown over the years as well. You guys have been tremendous. Today wouldn't be possible without you. And Ms. Darby, of course, thank you. Thank you.
Lonnie, you left that one person. The great Chris Turner. Thank you, Monty. Appreciate your support so much. Louisiana Delta Community Chancellor, Mr. Dennis Epps.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for being here today for such a great, great celebration. We're excited, Louisiana Delta Community College, because we're getting a brand new campus here in Ruston, and we're going to be better able to serve not only Ruston, Lincoln Parish, but our entire region, much better, our entire state together. So we're excited about what this brings for the real possibility for economic development. We know that this new campus will help us better train a workforce for our existing employers, help them grow, and we know that it will also serve as a powerful magnet to attract new investment and new jobs to this area. So it all started really with the vision of Mayor Walker. I cannot say enough good things about when I first got, this is actually almost my second anniversary here. What a great way to wrap up 2 years to be here today. But sat here with the mayor and he articulated a plan that just conceptually was right in every regard. And that was that we needed to be able to attract people who could do high skills work. And in order to attract and to see our companies grow and develop, we've got to have those people who can do those technologies. Every day I get to meet with area employers. Those of you who know me know I'm out there with the employers. You know, we care deeply about our students. Our students are critical, but guess what? They need jobs to go to. And so our commitment has been to provide that workforce. We've not shied away from that mission. We continue to stay diligent in our efforts to build a regional economy and to be steadfast to those goals. You know, this project, as I look around this room, everybody in here, in some way, has contributed to this success. You know, we talk a lot about collaboration. We talk a lot about partnership. A lot of people talk, but they don't do it. This community has done it. And we've done it with the help of Judy Darby and a great gift that she's given. But we've also done it with tremendous, tremendous partnerships, not only between us and this community, but between Louisiana Tech, Grambling, happy anniversary to you two, sir. We started the same day, I believe, if I remember correctly. University of Louisiana Monroe, and a support of our Board of Regents and all of their staff and team who means so, so much to us. You know, I don't know how to say thank you enough for this gift. Doug Postel is our campus director here in Ruston. I think he's probably the most excited person in the room because he's going to get moving to a nice new facility that is really going to be worthy, really going to be something students want to come to. I fully predict that our campus enrollment will grow tremendously with the new facility here. And I firmly believe that this community is doing the right things and is planning to make a difference here in this region and in our state. And so, you know, how do I say thanks enough to all of you? There's not a person out there today that I don't owe a thank you to for this great opportunity. We're very humbled by this experience. We're very, very excited about the challenge. We've already started drawing plans. And so we're moving quickly. You know, thanks to the help for Brian Budd and the CSRS team, we've already been to the table. Start talking about, okay, what is this going to look like at the end of the day? And again, we'll be co-branded with Louisiana Tech, tremendous partners, but also, again, with the support of the students and the administration, the faculty of Grambling and ULM. So thank all of you. Let's just keep it going. Let's build a powerful regional economy. Let's transform the state. Thank all of you, friends. I appreciate you so much.
I'm very fortunate to be the mayor of Ruston, but I'm even more fortunate to have an economic driver like the Louisiana Tech University campus and the great leadership that Dr. Geis brings to the table. Anytime we talk to a company, the first call we make is to Dr. Geis because he understands the partnership between higher education and economic development. So, Dr. Geis, thank you so very much.
Great day for Lincoln Parish, for Ruston, for North Louisiana, the state of Louisiana, for higher education, and for economic development. You know, that's really what it's all about, providing opportunities for educational attainment and workforce opportunities for the companies that we want to bring to this region and those that are already here. Governor, I want to personally say thank you for your commitment. I remember within the first 3 weeks of your taking office, you made a trip to Ruston, North Louisiana, and that meant a lot. I knew how busy you were, but you made, we had some good discussions. You've honored every commitment that you've ever made to us in supporting higher education and TOPS, and thank you very much for that. And you're making a big difference across the state, and all. I thank Rob Shadowin and all of our legislators for your support on that. Ronnie's a selfless person, but his vision has had a huge impact in this community. He's just one that gets out there and puts the pieces together, wants to sit in the background and not take any recognition for that. But we all owe Ronnie a big debt of gratitude for this and many other things he's doing in building the community. Thank you. I also want to say thanks to Monty Sullivan. Not only is he a Tech alumnus, two times, but he's been very helpful in bridging the gap between two-year and four-year universities. And that has been pivotal for our state. And I recognize the importance of that. I'm personally very, very excited about this opportunity to partner with Louisiana Delta Community College. To have that in a visible location, a place where students want to go to get good education and training, is going to be absolutely huge. Dennis Elks and I spend a lot of time talking together. We've worked on some MOUs together. But this is really going to empower those MOUs into real definitive actions that are going to lead to more degree programs and more interactions between our universities. I want to highlight, just about 2 months ago, we made an announcement of a $600,000 National Science Foundation Advanced Technology Education Grant that is actually putting manufacturing education into the high schools, so that those students understand what great, exciting career opportunities there are in advanced technology. And that project is beginning to roll, thanks to our team and your team for putting that together. But those students are going to begin to come, and now they'll have a place to go.
That's right.
And one other thing I want to close with. Later today, we'll be talking to a company that is looking at bringing advanced manufacturing into North Louisiana. We think we have a good shot to do that. But the number one thing we're talking about is our workforce, our ability to work with a community college, and actually a place right here in the community where we can provide that training for the future. And I think that bodes well. Governor, we're going to work hard to deliver that one very soon. Thanks to Judy Darby for your generosity. You really enabled all of this. And we're deeply indebted to you. So thank you all for being here and being a part of this.
Also very fortunate to live in Lincoln Parish, where we have two great universities and they're both growing at the same time, and that really speaks well for our economy. Rick Gallo, President Grant.
Well, happy National Bow Tie Day. To everyone, I see a couple more bow ties out in the crowd. I actually dressed up for Kim Hunter Reed, who graced us with her presence at Graham State University this morning. Thank you all so much. As I was sitting there, you know, I thought about Senator Fannin in my early days in the legislature and driving back and forth to Baton Rouge, and I listened to an audio book, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. And as I think about the leadership that you have provided and galvanized all of us together about being proactive and about synergizing, and of course, when you think about private individuals, you know, their willingness to partner with higher ed to make this possible, these are all of the habits of highly effective communities. And the other thing I will say is that this governor, unlike others, has given us the opportunity to think of ourselves in a way that there is an abundance mentality, which means that for Louisiana Delta to get a new campus doesn't mean that Louisiana Tech loses out. We actually find a way to partner, and we all win. So it is a win-win situation that we are accomplishing because you have set the tone for all of us to work together. So this is a great day for higher education, and you know, for the MOUs that Louisiana Tech and ULM and Grambling have signed with Louisiana Delta. This is only the beginning. And again, I appreciate the fact that, Governor, you have set the tone for us to all look at ways that Monty Sullivan and Jim Henderson and Ray Belton can all find ways that we work together to make Louisiana the state that we all know that it can and will be. So thank you all so much. God bless you. God bless the state of Louisiana. Thank you.
Next, the University of Louisiana at Monroe, Dr. Nick Bruno, good friend, and I appreciate you coming over to this part of the
conference. Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and thank everyone. I'm under no pressure since I'm the last one on the program. I can see people fidgeting, so I know Dr. King back there, I see you, Jim. As I sat here and I've listened to those who preceded me, I reflected upon my many years in higher education and what it's done for me as an individual as a first generation higher ed benefactor. I've benefited so much. I'm so thankful, and I'm a champion of that too. And of course, our community colleges allow that gateway and for individuals to move forward, because education is addictive. As we get older, we appreciate it more and wish we had more. I think most people agree with that, in whatever form it takes. Of course, the governor, I've known his family all my life, people of high integrity, always excellent public servants. Regent Levy talked about Delta's origins. In fact, Monty Sullivan was a VP, as I was a VP at ULM, and our chancellor and president said, y'all gonna make this happen, and left it to Monty and I to deal with, and I'm glad we did, and it's been successful ever since. Thank you, the legislatures, for what they've done this past session of coming together and helping higher education stabilize under the governor's leadership, and I can't be more thankful for that. ULM wishes to partner with everyone. These chancellors and presidents, I consider them friends as well as colleagues. We're always open to those opportunities that avail themselves. And we look forward to this new campus and how we may be able to assist. Ms. Darby enjoyed discussions about Madisonville and the boat festival. And you know, if you hadn't been down there, make sure and go. So thank you. And I remember a quote that I read this week. And that quote was so apropos for today. It says that higher ed is to economic development what fertilizer is to farming. So keep that in mind. I thought that was pretty moving. I thought it was pretty right on point. And you know, God bless all of you, and thank you for inviting me, Mr. Mayor. Congratulations.
In closing, let me just say thank you for being here today. This is a wonderful day for all of us, and especially our city. I do want to recognize our city council, because without them, nothing. I don't have a vote. So several of them are here today. Angela Mayville, Carolyn Cage, put your hand, please. Bruce Sigmund, Jed Lewis, is Jim here? Don't say Jim. Jim's working with all the construction that's going on in our city right now. Judy Darby, again, thank you. Without this wouldn't be possible. We appreciate so very much your generosity. And Governor Edwards, again, thank you for first being here, but also all your support that you give each one of us each day. Thank you for being here. Have a great day. God bless America.